I'm Jill Dittmeyer, and you're listening to Curious Mix. The Indianapolis-based People for Urban Progress, or PUP, organization specializes in upcycling unusual yet familiar items. One of its first projects turned parts of the old Hoosier Dome into carry-all bags and purses. The group's latest effort could be considered a bit off the rails. Curious Mix contributor Sandy Robe explains.
The sounds of high-speed trains may never tire for business commuters, but what does get old over time are the train's interiors. When Amtrak updated its Acela Express line that runs along the Northeast Corridor between Washington, D.C. and Boston, it decided to put its well-traveled seats on a new track. Instead of hauling them to the trash, it formed a collaboration about sustainability with a nonprofit called PUP.
I'm Andrea Cowley. I'm the executive director at People for Urban Progress. PUP's all about making reuse, like, beautiful. And I think that's what really kind of drew them to what our work is because, you know, reuse should be well-designed and we should be able to incorporate it into our daily lives.
Amtrak donated the backs and bottoms of 6,000 blue leather seat covers to PUP and asked them to turn them into bags.
We're going to divert over 12,000 pieces of leather from landfills, and it kind of reaches both of our goals of reusing materials and thinking about, you know, the materials surrounding us in cities and what we're going to do with them as they age.
PUP is repurposing the material into high-end adventure-ready products that include a backpack, tote bag, and dop kit. Over the course of a year, it will roll out around 2,500 bags in small batch releases. Resource manager Jason Chisholm handles the first steps of the process once the giant pile of raw materials arrive at PUP.
Well, they go to Delaware, get taken apart there, then shipped to Atlanta where they're getting further taken apart, up to a recycling facility here in Indianapolis, and then to me. These seats here have come in from all those other stops. They get really dusty, and there is a layer of foam on the inside we have to remove before we get dry cleaned. So we had Mark here removing foam. It's easy work. It's just really time-consuming, tedious.
After the leather is cleaned, it's cut into the shapes that are needed for the stitchers to sew them into bags. But long before the sewing machines touched the material, lead designer Amy Beamer had to figure out exactly how to turn the seats into usable bags.
Basically took the raw seats and tried to envision them in just like a puzzle, you know, how to puzzle those pieces back together into something usable in a different form.
From there, Jessica Bricker, director of design and fabrication, started processing the leather for production.
You know, we have all these seat pieces that need to be kind of cut down and, like, figured out what we could do with these smaller pieces. The patterns also have to, like, show a diagram of the seat so we know exactly where we're cutting it. So we basically have to cut that same piece from the same spot on each seat.
PUP has 7 licenses from Amtrak to carry different products. It plans to release new handmade surprises throughout the collaboration's journey. All of the items aim to invoke a sense of adventure among commuters and unite those who appreciate the art of reuse. For Curious Mix, I'm Sandy Rowe.